Imagine actually loving everything you have in your closet. I'm getting a little closer to that experience the more I get from Honeylove. I've learned I can really rely on the comfort, fit, quality, and look of Honeylove no matter what. And it seems like they think of everything we might want but didn't know existed. The Legging 2.0, for example, has it all. Comfort, function, and style. Smooth, soft fabric, hidden shaping panels that make me feel extra supported and confident, sheer-proof fabric so I have no worries, side pockets for the convenience I need, a super cute look, and more. And I love that I can wear them out and about, around the house, or to work out. And Honeylove addresses all of the typical complaints about bras and shapewear, too. All of Honeylove's products make everything I wear feel better. So yes, Honeylove has you covered for the everyday look, workouts, weddings, and more. Go check it out. Treat yourself to the best bras, shapewear, leggings, and more on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/newsworthy. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/newsworthy. After your purchase, they ask you where you heard about them, so please support our show and tell them we sent you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. Today, another twist in the Russia investigation, a high-profile and controversial race in Mississippi, and an update about romaine lettuce, plus GM layoffs, gene-edited babies, and Judge Jerry. Those stories and more in less than 10 minutes. I'm Erica Mandy. Today is Tuesday, November 27th. You ready? Let's do this. President Trump's former campaign chairman is in more hot water tied to the Russia investigation. Remember Paul Manafort? He's the guy who was found guilty on 8 counts of bank and tax fraud over the summer. He then made a plea deal to cooperate with investigators in exchange for a lighter prison sentence. But now The Hill reports special counsel Robert Mueller says they caught Manafort in several lies, which broke the terms of the plea deal. So the whole thing is called off. Mueller said let the prison sentencing begin with no special treatment. Manafort and his lawyers, though, say this is not true, that Manafort never intentionally lied. Stay tuned. Major layoffs and big changes at General Motors that even has President Trump getting involved. The company says it wants to restructure and refocus on new technologies. How will it do it? Well, the Wall Street Journal reports GM plans to cut up to 14,000 jobs in North America, laying off about 15% of its salaried workers, plus ending production at 5 plants in U.S. and Canada by the end of next year. Also, say goodbye to several passenger car models. The auto giant is dropping cars like the Cruise compact car, the Chevy Volt plug-in hybrid, the Impala, and more. The billions of dollars will instead be invested into self-driving and zero-emission vehicles. President Trump made it clear he is, quote, not happy. He and Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said they called GM CEO to say how disappointed they are in this decision. Trump says he told her she better plan to build a new plant in Ohio or else. The CEO did not respond to his comments, but she said the industry is changing and GM needs to get in front of it. Today, there's a high-profile runoff election happening in Mississippi. Voters will decide between Republican Cindy Hyde-Smith and Democrat Mike Espy. President Trump campaigned hard for Hyde-Smith with 2 rallies yesterday. But the close Senate race has not been without controversy. Hyde-Smith said earlier this month she'd be on the front row if one of her supporters invited her to a, quote, public hanging, bringing up memories of the state's dark racist past. She said it was just an expression and then later apologized. Several companies like Walmart and AT&T asked for their campaign contributions back. Espy also faced some controversy over things from his past, like whether or not he received improper gifts in the past and who he's received money from. No matter who wins, though, the Washington Post points out it'll be historic. Espy could become the first black senator from Mississippi. Hyde-Smith would become the first elected female senator from the state. To be continued. A winter storm continues to make traveling a bit more difficult this week. CNN reports the storm is now moving from the Midwest toward the Great Lakes and into the Northeast. Winter weather warnings continue to stretch from Indiana to New England. Already, more than 2,000 flights were canceled the last couple of days in the Midwest, especially Chicago and Kansas City. Thousands of people also lost power in the storm. Brexit is now closer to reality, but President Trump is pushing back on the deal. Remember, Brexit is referring to Britain leaving the European Union. The divorce is scheduled for March of 2019. But a lot has to happen before then. And just this week, there was some progress. EU leaders approved Prime Minister Theresa May's Brexit deal. Now, President Trump is causing controversy because he says the deal is great for the European Union, but he said it's worded in a way that could mean Britain can't trade with the US. The Prime Minister says that's not true. This isn't over yet. The deal still needs some additional approvals. Stay tuned. U.S. officials like U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley are condemning Russia's latest attack on Ukraine. Russia seized three Ukrainian naval vessels. In response, the AP says Ukraine's parliament voted to declare martial law in areas bordering Russia. It's kind of a vague way to give the military more power and suspend certain rights and freedoms of citizens. This is just an escalation of an ongoing sort of undeclared war between Russia and Ukraine. Okay, some other things to know today. An update about that romaine lettuce warning. The FDA now says it is safe to eat if it wasn't grown in certain parts of California, but you do need to check the label. NBC News reports federal health officials now believe the E. coli outbreak is linked to romaine lettuce specifically grown in northern and central California. Remember, just last week, before Thanksgiving, we were all told not to eat any romaine lettuce as officials worked to figure out where the E. coli problem started. Changes could be coming to how most medical devices, like implants and medical instruments, get approval before they go into your body. The AP reports the changes are happening after more than 50 media organizations partnered up to launch a global investigation into the safety of the current approval system for these devices. And they found some problems. The way it works currently is that the FDA typically gives the okay to devices if they're similar to products already approved, even if those products were approved decades ago. So now, what could the changes be? Well, the FDA says the hope is to make sure the system is based on approved devices that are no more than 10 years old, so they would have more up-to-date safety standards. This week's episodes are brought to you by Care Of, who points out 90% of people fall short of FDA-recommended guidelines for at least one vitamin or nutrient. Care Of helps you get back on track to reach your health goals. Care Of is a monthly subscription vitamin service that delivers completely personalized vitamin and supplement packs right to your door in cute and convenient daily packs. All you have to do to get started is take a super quick, fun online quiz, and then Care Of recommends what's right for you. And for me, I like to see the research. Not only are their recommendations backed by a scientific advisory board, but they also put honesty first. They share with you all the research behind each recommended vitamin or supplement. So I chose some vitamins that have really strong research and a couple that have research they told me is still emerging. But I got to know that and decide. So try this out with 25% off your first month of personalized Care Of vitamins at takecareof.com. Just enter the promo code NEWSWORTHY, that's takecareof.com with the code NEWSWORTHY. Now back to the news. There were many cheers and high fives because NASA's Mars landing was a success. The robot called InSight landed on Mars yesterday after some intense moments while NASA waited for the signal to confirm it all went smoothly. The NASA team spent years preparing for that very moment. Now InSight will explore the red planet. It'll be the first spacecraft to drill down into the deep interior of Mars. The goal? Learn how the planet formed. And that should also help us understand how Earth may have formed. A Chinese scientist has claimed he helped make the world's first genetically edited babies. Yes, twin girls whose DNA was apparently altered to make them resistant to diseases like HIV. To be clear, this claim has not been confirmed. But the AP reports a U.S. scientist says he took part in the work in China, which that kind of work is banned in the U.S. Many say that work is too risky. Now the co-inventors of the gene editing tool are urging the researchers' work to stop, at least until better standards and safety requirements can be put in place. Want to learn to code? Apple is offering some classes for free. TechCrunch reports Apple has now opened registration for thousands of free sessions called Hour of Code. For kids ages 6 to 12, they'll be coding with robots. For 12 and up, they'll use an educational app called Swift Playgrounds to learn the coding basics. An all-star cast has signed on for a new Amazon series called Modern Love. It's based on the New York Times column about love and all of its complications. Well, now Deadline reports stars like Tina Fey, Anne Hathaway, Dev Patel, and many more are part of this cast. The series is in production now. Remember Jerry Springer, the daytime talk show that always got a bit feisty? Even though the show ended earlier this year, Jerry Springer is coming back to TV as Judge Jerry. Yes, Variety reports NBC will distribute this as a syndicated show and says it combines Jerry's show experience with his legal training and experience governing. He actually used to be the mayor of Cincinnati back in the day. Judge Jerry is set to launch next fall. And that's it. Thank you so much for listening today. And an extra thanks to the people who have shared the newsworthy and left reviews on Apple Podcasts. I love all the ways you let others know they should be listening too. And remember, you can always read more about the stories we talked about in each episode. Just find the day's show notes by going to thenewsworthy.com and clicking episodes. The Newsworthy is ready for you every weekday by 4 in the morning. So we'll chat again tomorrow. Have a great day.